We have a lot of news for you on this Monday morning, including this. The next president of Ecuador will be the heir to a banana exporting empire. Voters made that choice yesterday amid unprecedented violence. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The winner, 35-year-old Daniel Noboa, is the son of Ecuador's richest man, who unsuccessfully ran for the presidency five times. Last night, Noboa told supporters he's ready to get to work right away.
Mañana empezamos a trabajar para reconstruir un país que ha sido gravemente golpeado por la violencia.
We're going to build a country that has been gravely hit by violence, by corruption, and by hate, he said. Underscoring the violence, Noboa and his rival campaigned wearing bulletproof vests following the assassination of one of the candidates. Bringing peace to Ecuador will be tough. Homicides have skyrocketed in recent years as Mexican, Colombian, and Balkan cartels working with local gangs fight for territory to control cocaine trafficking to the U.S. and to Europe. Fleeing the violence, record numbers of Ecuadorians have left, many crossing the U.S. southern border.
Agua, por el agua. Agua.
Outside the University of Guayaquil in the large Pacific port city, vendors hawk water and snacks to voters lining up under the intense sun. 49-year-old Gustavo Paladines says he voted for Noboa because he's young.
A pesar de que no tiene una gran trayectoria política, pero creo que la experiencia, la voluntad que pueda tener y el tipo de...
He might not have a long political career, but he has a different kind of experience, he says. Paladines is impressed with the president-elect's degrees from U.S. universities, including Harvard, which he says makes Noboa unlikely to steal. Voter Jocelyn Analema wanted the leftist candidate Luisa Gonzalez, a protege of former President Rafael Correa.
Que mejorara la seguridad. Más allá se escuchan los que vacunan.
She says she hopes Ecuador's new leader will make the country safer. She says everyone now is being extorted by gangs. The new president will have a short time to tackle Ecuador's problems. The previous president, under threat of impeachment, took the rare step of dissolving Congress and resigning. That leaves just a year and a half left of his term for the new president to finish out. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.